Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 288. Today is Saturday, February 26, 2022. I'm your host, Lita. Hi, joining me is Niecy. Hey, Niecy, how are you?
Hello, I'm here.
Yes, excellent. Excellent. We both are. That is positive. Just to let you guys know, if you're coming into the chat or whatnot, I have got in the middle of a storm that has hit about 30 minutes ago, so you may hear thunder. I haven't seen lightning, but there is definitely thunder and it is definitely loud. Also, in between this, we are now on day 4 of fairly intense rain, and we have got mass amounts of flooding here in Brisbane. It's okay, I'm safe, family safe, but it is a little crazy. So if the power goes, I'm not coming back. So I'll just let you guys know, hence why Niecy and I are going to do a short show just to get some info out, to let you know a couple things. Not necessarily changes, but 9.2 hit, etc. It's just gonna be like, go! So we're gonna go 9.2 hit on Tuesday. Yes. So Niecy, what changes has 9.2 brought us as a challenge player?
Okay, well, I skimmed over it. There wasn't a whole lot that really looked like it was going to affect us. It looked like it was mostly 60 stuff, a new zone for all that. There was a few changes. Yep. They added three new Night Elf male face options that are based on the Scowling faces, but they're a little less pissed off looking, shall we say, supposedly.
Okay. I've put the link in the chat too, for those that want to see the WoWhead, the World of Warcraft notes, etc. So
yeah, we pulled this from their info directly. Vulpira had an adjustment to their racial ability called Bag of Tricks. The healing that's applied is now capped out at 3 targets when it's cast instead of uncapped.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, that was interesting.
Interesting for teams, I guess, but teams aren't working at the moment, so
okay, so maybe I don't know. There were also some adjustments made to several classes across the board. That there were numerous things. Some things might be talent point related, some things might be covenant related. Mm-hmm. You're gonna want to look at the breakdown for the class that you play, just to make sure that you've got everything. Just some notable things that I pulled out.
Yep.
Warlock summon succubus spell was replaced with summon Syed. I don't think I pronounced that right, but Syed. It now randomly will summon an incubus or a succubus.
Oh, I haven't even looked at that. Okay.
You can talk to your trainer, so like a male or female version, and you can talk to your class trainer in Stormwind or Orgrimmar to enact a pact with either one to ensure that that's the one that you always summon if you prefer one over the other.
Okay. I haven't gone to check that out. That I need to check out to see. So
yeah, so that was kind of interesting. And Shaman, they added 2 new glyphs that you can find probably eventually on Auction House to change the appearance of your ghost wolf form to either a spectral lupin or a spectral Volpine, however you want to pronounce it.
Okay.
So kind of like a foxy thingy.
Yep.
And hunters had a quality of life adjustment where the following beneficial effects will now show up above the player's resource display. So bestial wrath, coordinated assault, steady focus, and true shot. So you'll be able to see them better when they're up, I believe.
Okay.
When they're activated.
Cool.
But yeah, there was a whole bunch of other stuff. You really just need to take a look at it and see what classes you play and see what was done to them, because there was a lot.
Okay.
Cool. The last thing that I saw that could potentially affect challenge players, we have no information on. We won't have information on that until next month. Mm-hmm. There was a new thing added to Dark Moon Fair called Dark Moon Dance Competition. I do not know yet if this will be allowed for challengers. Bank on it not being allowed, because you never know if they put a buff when you do it or whatnot.
Yeah.
If you guys see it up and test it before we get the chance to, please test it first. Don't use the live challenger on this right out of the go. Mm-hmm. We need to look at this. We need more information, and we'll let you guys know. We'll get back to you on that one. But right now, that's a big old question mark, and we need to do testing on it.
Yeah, and Dark Moon Fair will be next week. And
yeah, I think so.
Yeah, because the 28th. Is Monday, so should be the next weekend. So if it does go live, then guys, just again test it, let us know, share the information. We will test it as well, and we will get some information out as soon as we possibly can. All right.
Yeah, we'll do a tweet or a post in Discord. We'll put in a couple places just so you guys know, in case we don't find out until after. Yeah, we won't have a show next week, so we'll do posts for you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. Okay. So that's and again, check out the World of Warcraft .com website. There's information there. Obviously, Wowhead has got a heap of information of the 9.2 patch.
Yeah, I could have missed something. It was a really hectic week. Those are just the things that stood out the most that could potentially affect us.
Exactly. And if there's anyone out there that finds any extra information that they like is relevant, then again, you know, let us know. Drop it in Discord, tweet us, send us an email, whichever, because the 9.2 was pretty big. Excuse me, was pretty big. So there was a lot of stuff coming out. Sometimes, you know, even though it's not all for challenge tunes, sometimes little things we do, you know, we do have IRL as well. So that does keep us a little busy. So if we've missed anything, let us know. All right. Okay, how's your week been? In game, out game, chaotic in game.
In game, it was okay. It was actually a little chaotic in game as well. I try to stream challenge stuff on Wednesday on my channel, and for some reason my internet hates me going live before 2:30 p.m. in the afternoon, and it likes to disconnect me. So we got through the pacifist hitting 44. That's my hunter gnome. I think that was made back in the pacifist contest we had some time ago.
Right.
They're still kind of kicking around. And then my internet tanked and we had to switch games because my latency in game went to like almost quadruple digits and I couldn't do anything. So I'm like, okay, we'll bounce out of that. And so we went to do something else. And then on Thursday we revisited and we got some Bloodthirsties leveled. This week I only managed to get 4 leveled. Because again, it's been a bad week.
It's been a week.
So I got the warrior, who's my lowest remaining bloodthirst. Well, my lowest level still to hit max, to 36. We got the shaman to 38.
Nice.
The druid to 44. And I swear this monk has more lives than a cat, because I almost lost her while leveling her. I had a power outage while I was working on getting her to where she needed to be for stream while I was in combat. And I was like, oh no. I had really resigned myself to the fact that she was dead. Our power was out for almost 2 hours. A power pole fell and a transformer exploded and caught on fire.
Yeah.
And so that was fun. Dang. When I came back, she was standing there waiting for me. And I'm like, okay. Wow. I don't know what black magic this is. I checked to make sure that she didn't, in fact, die, and she didn't. And I was like, okay, sure. I'm going to question, but I'll take it. Yeah. So she did get to 59.
Nice.
I'm 65% of the way through 59 right
nice.
Now.
Okay.
Do you think... hopefully 60 you... this week.
Okay. All right. It's,
hopefully.
Do you think that... because I know you in particular do like to go to your yellow mobs over red mobs.
Yes.
And do you think that that was the saving grace because you weren't in an... you know, that the area you were in
maybe.
When it DC'd probably allowed for her not to die?
It might have. I was in mid-combat on a moth, and they're the most gentle things for that class right now, because I'm running Mistweaver on her, and she is so damn squishy. Yeah. And there are gore mobs around me, but they are yellow. There's been a lot of leather farmers near me, which have been really aggravating at times. I don't know if one of them was out and pulled it off me. It's possible.
Yeah.
I don't know. But she was just standing there. I didn't have to worry about any red hostile patrols where I was. There are some red foxes nearby, but I kind of stay at max range so they don't trigger on me.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it's a fairly... quote unquote safe area. If I have to quick step away for a second, as long as I'm not in combat, I'm fine. Because I've been in that area long enough to know where I can walk away and where I can't.
Yeah.
But I practically live there now, so.
Yeah.
But I think that was probably helpful. If it had been a gore mob, I definitely probably would not have survived.
Yeah.
But at least, like, I don't know if auto combat finished it, or if because of the way the DC happened, I don't know if Blizzard reset the fight. I don't know. Yeah. I have no idea what happened. I probably never will know what happened.
Normally, but, if you're fighting something, you DC, and like you've gone offline, your character's still there, the NPC is still fighting you. Hence why.
Yeah.
A lot of time you come back and you log in and you're dead because it's continued to fight you. You're standing there not doing anything because you're in the process of DCing. So
this happened to several times now with this character where I was about to pull a mob and I thought the fight had registered as being pulled and I've DC'd and I've not been in combat, or I've been in combat and had, you know, a drop and came back and I was alive 10 steps back from where I had been, and I'm like, how, what? I'm like, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's just something to do with Bastion or Shadowland zones. I have no idea. It's very bizarre because I was really expecting to be dead because the monk doesn't really have any auto heals in what I'm playing.
Yeah.
She has healed have to actually hit, and while I try to keep the one hot running, it's not that good.
Yeah.
And I really expected that the moth would have whittled me down because auto attack doesn't do that much.
Yep.
So it was very, very strange.
Well, you know, that's like, thank goodness that she's okay. So
yeah, because I was like, flip tables. I said to Russell, I said, well, she's not getting re-rolled because I've already told myself from here on out, if I lose somebody, they're dead to me completely. I don't have enough time to re-roll right now because I've got other stuff happening.
Yeah.
So if it happens, it happens. This is what it's going to be, and they'll just be put on my list. But she survived, and I really wasn't expecting her to be standing there waiting for me when I came back. I was like, okay.
That was a very happy surprise. So that's good. Alrighty. Well, congratulations and well done, and still leveling, so that is good. I did not do a huge amount. I did some fishing and cooking dailies in Stormwind and in Shadowlands on Passy Leader. I think she's about 65% through myself, I think. I know she's over halfway. It's been a big week, and but now I'm on holidays. So
well, that's good at least. So it's something.
That is something, yeah. Yay, I don't have to deal with getting a boat out and trying to get to work. So yay. But yeah, it's just, I've just been trying to do fishing and the cooking dailies and seeing where they are in Shadowlands and whether it's doable or not. Most of the time it's not been good, so I've just like, I'll just go to Stormwind, just do those. So yeah, so very basic. All right, news. I'm not even worrying about bumpers. So this is short show, guys. All right, so I just wanted to let you guys know, Russ did try to help me with sorting the website stuff out last week. He, ever so kindly, he tried the best that he could, and it's still, we couldn't get it without, I don't know, I don't want to break the website because obviously it's already broken. I don't know how to bring it back, so please pass on to Russ again. I do appreciate him, you know.
I will. He didn't want to resort to completely drastic measures and yes. In all of the things because he wasn't sure if he went to extreme DEF CON fix this, if it would actually fix it.
Yeah. So anyway, Rudd has kindly offered to help me as well. He's... I will let you know how it goes, guys. It's, I'm on holidays now, so just got to work out some time with Rudd and see what we can sort out. But again, it's, I have no idea why it's broken. There are choice words that I would really like to say, but just say that I am so frustrated with why it's done this. I don't know. No one seems to be able to give me any indication. OVH support has basically said that it's up to us to fix it. It's not their hosting that's doing it. So, they've tried as much as they could, but they've just come back and said, look, it's not up to us to get in there and fix us because it's an issue on your server, which we don't touch your server. So it's kind of like, you know, so it's the intricate, it's the code. I don't know. It's very frustrating. It's extremely frustrating. So anyway, we'll let you know. We've got a couple of things to try. We will see. So I will keep you posted. But at this stage, there's no change. It's still a bit of a mess. But anyway, I did also want to remind you guys that don't forget, please send in your challenge tune screenshots if you want to be on.
I have one I have to give you.
On the big screen, not the one that's right behind me, but the big is all challenge. Just while you're on your challenge tune, run around, take some screenshots. If you can possibly get me a 1920 by 1080 size, would be perfect. If not, as best you can. Okay. And as little writing, you know, words in it just would be great. But I'll add them to, there's about 24 that are rotating at the moment, but happy to have more, you know.
Yeah, I took one and I'm like, oh, I need to cut that down for you. And then I saw the show notes. I'm like, oh, I need to cut that down for you. And then when I realized I didn't have time, so I'll have to do that this weekend at some point.
That's right. It's all good. Or just send it and I'll sort it. It's not a problem. But yeah, if you've got anything that's interesting, scenery, sky, you know, it's all whatever your challenge tune is seeing anywhere, you know, it's all about you guys. So hence why we've got some fantastic shots. Every shot that has been given from you, Nisi, Fair, Zaya, I think Azzy sent one in and yeah, love them. Just love them. It's nice seeing something different, and you know, and also it's intriguing because what you guys send me is not always the ones that I take myself. So I get to see different aspects again of, you know, WoW inside the game. So it's very cool. So please email them to me at podcast@wowchallenges.com. Okay. Now, as I said, I am on holidays. I have got a month off. Yay. I need it. We have got Execute's birthday this month, Mum's birthday this month. I have many to-do list things that need to be sorted, so I am taking some time off because we've got family. I've got family stuff as well in between all that. So just letting you know, not the whole month. Not the whole month. There will not be a show next week. All right, but then we will be back the following week. But it's going to be a little sporadic.
Sporadic.
Thank you. At least for March, okay? Because there is a lot of stuff going on. Okay. Chit chat. We've got two little jokes, puns, and I got these just for you, Niecy, because. I thought you might appreciate the first one. So what's the first one?
What do you call a gnome priest?
I don't know.
A compact disc.
That's so cute. I saw that.
That is cute.
I was like, I need to get that one for Niecy. That's really good. All right. And then I saw this one and I was like, okay, this is completely my joke. I love this. All right. What do you call a Forsaken with a shameless love of terrible jokes?
What?
Pun dead. I was like, yes, yes it is. Alright, anything from the chat room that we need, that I've missed, anything at all? As I said, look, I really just want to keep it short because of the storm, etc. I didn't put it in the show notes. Spreadshirt has got a 15% off everything from March 4th to March 9th. If anyone is interested in getting any cute swag. Okay, so 15% off everything. I think I put it on the bot to do the. No, I forgot to put it.
I forgot to put it in the show notes too. I've been all over the place this week, so
it's.
I knew I was forgetting to do something, but I couldn't remember what it was.
It's been a week. I totally understand. I'm just gonna write spreadsheet here, and we'll put the information in the show notes. Later. Alright, Tiber, hey Tiber, stolen joke of the week. Did you know that Mortal Kombat was based on a Scandinavian church song? It was a Finnish hymn.
That's so bad.
I don't get it.
In Mortal Kombat, they say finish him a lot when you're about to kill your opponent.
I've never played Mortal Kombat. I am not.
I remember playing it some time ago.
I have never played it at all. Gotcha.
Kind of like an arcade style fighter where you're going against somebody else, either the computer or an opponent in front of you.
See, I would always go to pinball. Like I remember.
Yeah, I'm more of a pinball person myself too.
I love pinball. I loved pinball. That was my jam. Like, absolutely loved pinball. But I never got into. I've never been a fighter. Whatever you call it. What do you call it? Just a fighter game? Fighter game?
Yeah, you're just, you know, you're basically just beating up your opponent. Yeah. And some of the ones, I'm sure there's different levels to it at some point. But the most basic idea of it is that you're basically just, you know, kind of like PvPing each other.
I've watched Execute play Tekken, and Anyway, they are definitely not my kind of game. So, but pinball, I would love, I have always wanted my own pinball machine. Like, not the little, you know how you can get, do you guys have them? There's little ones that you can get to fit on a desk.
Yeah.
I don't want that. I want a full on.
Full size arcade one.
Full size. And you know what? If I had a choice, I would want a WoW one, a World of Warcraft one. That would be my first choice. Utterly. Second choice, I'm thinking probably would have to be Star Wars. If I had a choice, Star Wars would be. So, anyway, I have thought about this over the years, so trust me.
I can tell.
All right. Okay, so we're going to wrap this up, guys. As I said, look, apologies, short show, but it is crazy here, so I don't want to tempt fate. So, Iron Elites, Niecy, who have we got?
All right, well, thank you to our Iron Elite supporters. You guys help us keep doing what we are doing, and we are very, very grateful. So, yes. We would like to thank Aleandris, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Sell Chupa, Dave DeHooker, Execute, Fair, Gazdin, Grand Negus, Chris W, Lauren Ramar, Lita, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, me, Rudd Stir Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber, Winema, Zaya, and Zeptibus.
Thank you guys. Again, we do greatly appreciate your support, so thank you so much. From Stir and myself, again, thank the wonderful bunch of mods that we have. Thank you guys, appreciate everything that you do. Niecy, right here, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, Fair, Chris, and Zaya, seriously, I don't know, I could not survive without you guys, so thank you. Mwah, hugs to you all. Thank you to the Code Wardens, thank you to Ross in particular for trying to help out. Again, I appreciate him giving up his time to see what he could sort, and we'll see how things go. I'll let you know once I've been able to sit down with Rod and see where we can go.
Yeah, we just felt bad that we couldn't do more.
We will see. So I'll let you guys know. To everyone who's popped into the chat room, thanks guys for hanging out. Again, apologies for short show. I can hear it is absolutely pouring outside. I just don't think you guys can hear. I have got leaks in the bathroom. It's just a little slow leak that happens every time that it like downpours, but we're on day 4, so I'm trying to keep the water at bay. And I need to go rescue the pool, because the pool's about half an inch from going over, so I think we need to, like, it's trying to drain, but I think I'm going to have to get in my swimmers and get the buckets. Oh, dear Lord. Anyway, wish me luck. So yeah, as I said, we have got flooding here in Brisbane. We are in the middle of a storm currently, so hence why it's all a bit crazy. So, short show. So, thank you for hanging out. And no show next week. All right, I've got family stuff to deal with, so I will be back Saturday, March the 12th, my God, it'll be March, 7 p.m. Eastern. Stir will join me. We're going to have a dance party in Booty Bay on Wormrest Accord US. So if you've got a tune on there or want to make a tune, come down to Booty Bay. I'm guessing we'll probably be on the auction house. I think that's normally where we hang out, on the roof of the bank auction, that area. So dance party, Booty Bay for March 12th. Okay. Niecy, thank you for hanging out with me. Thank you for joining me. Do you want to tell everyone where they can find you, please?
Oh, yeah, sure. You can find me on Discord, usually in the Wild Challenges Discord, but it's Nisi, then spelled phonetically Nisi. 4863 is my tag number there. You can find me streaming several days a week over on Twitch. We do some challenge stuff, some sim games, art. We do several different things over there. And the Twitch channel is NisiBGN. Twitter, you can find me there at NisiBGN. And we also have the YouTube channel that we archive all of the live streams, or most of them. And then, you know, we've got a few side projects that we add up to the YouTube channel here and there. And that's also NisiBGN.
Nice. Excellent. Thank you for that. And don't forget, you can find all of the information over on wowchallenges.com. That is for Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube. You know, so if you want to get in contact, all that. If you want to send in a pun, a joke, information, screenshots, you know, how you going, how's your day, whatever, you can send me an email at podcast@wildchallenges.com. As for where you can find me, pretty much Leta, L-E-E-T-A, or Leta, that spelling, wow, will get me on just about every platform. If you want to see some rain, I posted some TikToks, which is, and Instagram, is water, and I will be doing, I'm in the middle of doing today's vlog, because it was pouring, it was just pouring, so I'm gonna try and get a vlog out later today, and yeah, so we will see, which is, you know, if you want to have a look, but yeah, it's, there is a lot of rain, and that's only in my backyard. If you want to check out, then Google, like, Brisbane flood 2022, it's very reminiscent of the actual really bad floods we had in 2011, so, little concerned, but we are safe, so that is the main thing. Alright, our last thank yous. I'll say this because to Russ, again, big hugs, big thank yous on the intro. It makes me laugh. You saying prowers every single time cracks me up. I just absolutely love what he did with our intro. So again, Russ, thank you. You can find him, Mr. Bright 01. On Discord if you want to contact him. I do love that, and I also want to say a big thank you as well to my husband Execute for helping me sort out the outro. You will hear his voice very shortly, but yeah, he helped me sort out the outro, and I appreciate him doing that. Other than that, Nisi, thank you for joining me.
You're welcome.
I hope you have a better week.
Oh, both, I hope so too.
Both in and out of game.
I really do.
But thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you guys for hanging out. And we're going to, go. I will see you in 2 weeks' time. Okay? So please stay safe, both in and out of game. And we will catch you on March 12th. Bye.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2022. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at Incomputech.com, as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.